Hello, welcome to Balanced Weight Management. My name is Bob Wilson and I'm so glad that you've come to visit my site. Although the site is about weight management, it's really about cultivating health of body, mind, and spirit, realizing that our life is an ecosystem, that every part of our life influences or affects every other part of our life. And it's really learning to be perhaps a gardener. A gardener to your own mind and life. So planting your life with seeds of well-being and nurturing them, cultivating them. Right now, I live in Oregon and it's springtime. It's so beautiful outside. Flowers are blossoming everywhere. It's quite delightful to see. So what this site is about, metaphorically, is really planting your life with seeds of well-being and nurturing them, so that you reap a harvest of health and friskiness. Sounds kind of fun, huh? So this isn't going to be your normal diet. Haven't we all been on those? What do? They torture you. They bring you, yes, you do lose weight. But then what happens? You go back and you gain all this weight. Again and again. So you might ask yourself, how can you do this differently? So what we want to learn here in this site is about learning to be your own lifestyle self-manager and to discover and learn about the process of making natural lifestyle changes and doing them for the long term. But again, you'll find yourself getting off track. Yeah, you had a plan to eat more healthfully and exercise more and be more in balance. But holy petunias, something happened. You got off track. So one of the key skills is to go inside yourself each day for your own answers. As you do this, you'll find out in your own life what works and what doesn't work for you. So that you'll discover on this site a whole series of self-evaluation tools. And from what you find through your own evaluation, you'll practice then positive substitution. You'll learn a series of 12 essential skills for lifelong well-being. And what it's about really is skill power, not willpower. But you're at the helm. You pick and choose which skill you're ready to explore. So, check them out. There's a whole series of links that talk about the skills and how they all fit together. Now you might wonder, I know I ought to eat less and exercise more. So why in the world aren't you, for heaven's sakes? Well, of course, there are many factors that influence our health and our fitness. There are mental and emotional and spiritual factors. You know, our past experiences, our emotional health, our self-esteem and our body image, or perhaps our self-talk, our purpose in life, whether or not our relationships or our work are satisfying. And then there are certainly a whole series of physical factors that influence us. You know, diseases we might have, our sleep might be interrupted or off track. We might have alcohol or drug or smoking challenges, or perhaps those in our family do. Our genetics, you know, really play a big part, or our age or gender. And lastly, one of the huge influences in this culture is our environment. Our family, our cultural conditionings, our work demands, the amount of time it takes to get to and from work, the level of stress we have. And if we find ourselves over busy, we may just grab fast foods. And certainly the media and its messages deeply influence us. Not to mention our inactive lifestyle with computer or TV. So do you see all of those factors play out in the background, influencing our choices? Some of them we can control, some we can't at all, and some we can only influence. So it will be essential to pick and choose and prioritize what can work for you. In this site, you'll discover hundreds of excellent resources and recipes for whole person health. And the recipes are really delicious. And essentially, there's a whole section on setting up your world and all your different environments to support healthier eating for yourself and your family, making that a priority. And it really does take some time to create a new life. This website is called about being balanced, because I have found over the last 3 to 4 years of teaching health education, which I've done for over 20 years, that people's lives are more and more out of balance. We feel at times like a victim of our own lives. So what this is about is figuring out how to prioritize. Pull back. Take time to create health and prioritize your own well-being. The process, too, is dynamic. So as I mentioned, the daily personal check-in will be essential to figure out how to apply these different skills. Also, a key is to have fun, for heaven's sakes. You know, do you find you have to force yourself to do something you really enjoy? No way. So make this more like a hobby instead of a job. Something go, oh dear, I'm sentenced to health, increasing health and well-being. Oh, Murgatroyds. Nah, have fun with it. That was, for me, an essential part. If I couldn't have fun, I would not have kept off 250 pounds for the 34 years that I have. I share below, then, if you click on the link, all the skills that I learned and what's the process I went through to learn them. A key, though, for me, was finally to develop a loving, nurturing inner voice for myself. That was one of the most challenging skills, because weighing 400 pounds in the 8th grade, I completely shut down emotionally, I hated myself, would beat myself up, and especially since I kept turning to food uncontrollably. If you find that you have a voice inside of you that may beat yourself up when your choices are less than perfect, there's a whole great section on self-nurturing and self-esteem to explore. It's so wonderful. I can't believe how much better this feels. And I've seen so many people be able to transform this area in their lives. So if this is for you, check out this area. A lot of times, you know, many of us can lose weight and keep it off for a while, but we haven't really learned how to manage when times get tough. And that's another key part of this. So if you face overwhelming circumstances, perhaps there's illness in your family, physical illness, emotional illness, mental, there was in my family, that deeply influenced my choices. Or work stresses, you have to work more and longer hours, or the commuting is bad. Or there are many other challenges that we face. Those are the times, then, that it's essential to seek support. And this site also mentions how to seek out therapeutic support for your journey, and how to be able to take control and manage this circumstance. So that's a key aspect of this time. You know, when the times get tough, the tough get going. So as you're here today, so glad you came to visit. So make this a part of a journey of fun, and remembering that it's skill power, not willpower. And as you do this, what you're doing really is cultivating health and lifelong friskiness. Learning and practicing all of these skills can bring lifelong well-being throughout all the seasons of our lives. Remembering that weight is managed, not cured, it's truly an ongoing investment that you really make in you. It's similar to good dental hygiene. Making the investment in yourself really pays rich dividends. You can chew foods of any texture, right, without problems. You don't experience the pain of gum disease or cavities. And as we all know, you can save a lot of money. You feel self-empowered and really capable because of your self-discipline. As you learn then about your choices and the patterns they form, and make consistent small baby steps of change, learn new skills, then day by day, over time, you form new habits. These new patterns gradually bring about new results, being thinner, healthier, and happier. Over time, you learn what works and what doesn't work for you. You cultivate within yourself the answers and the skills to manage the challenges that you face. I'm so glad that you've come to visit this site. You'll find a wealth of information here. Don't be overwhelmed. Just pick and choose. Start small, but consider making a daily investment in yourself. As you do this, what you do then is plant the garden of your life with seeds of well-being and nurture them. And the result is you reap then your harvest of health and friskiness. So a big hug to you. Have a great, fun time exploring. And I hope that we meet in our journey of change. Bye-bye. Love and hugs. Bob.